Hi, this is Steve Metz again, the curator of Lost at Sea. The next stop on the audio tour takes us into the deeply religious world of James Janeway, a clerical author who published accounts of miraculous deliverances from disasters at sea. Janeway always insisted on finding God's plan in maritime disasters, and his emphasis on providence represents an orthodox understanding of the ocean. Even in the boundless deeps, nothing escapes God's saving vision. This image, if we look closely at it, shows how difficult it was to hold fast to providentialist faith in the face of maritime catastrophe. The all-seeing eye of God organizes the scene, but the three castaway figures at the bottom float precariously in the waves. The middle figure's eyes seem to look directly at us. The brief account of the voyage tells us that only 7 of the 26 souls aboard the ship were saved, not especially good odds. For Janeway, being saved was a mark of special favor, not simply an expected reward for good enough behavior. Janeway's theology reserved salvation for an elect few. This hard road resonated with both his nearly Puritan emphasis on human moral failures and also the objective dangers and difficulties of life at sea. Janeway's stories combine realistic detail with deeply felt sermonizing. His example reminds us that the ocean was often imagined as the seat of God's most mysterious power.